001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, March 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is urging small businesses that rely on snow to apply for economic injury disaster loans from the Small Business Administration because of the drought in 42 of Michigan's 83 counties. The Department of Agriculture declared a drought in most of the northern, lower, and upper peninsula counties after the warmest winter on record caused cancellation of sled dog races and other winter-related activities due to the lowest amount of snowfall and ice rate. Quote, Michiganders are used to tough winters, but this year's record-setting warm winter has been tough in a different way, causing economic hardships for small businesses and regional economies that rely on snow, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Here's the following counties. And if you're in these counties and you know a small business that might be struggling because of no tourism, they cut planned activities. Things didn't happen this year because of it. Here's the counties that may be able to apply for these Small Business Administration loans. They're calling them loans at this point. They're not grants. Loans, of course, you have to pay back. Alcona, Alger, Alpena, Antrim, Aranac, Bay, Benzie, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Clare, Crawford, Delta, Dickinson, Emmett, Gladwin, Gogebic, Grand Traverse, Gratiot, Iosco, Iron, Isabella, Kalkaska, Leelanau, Luce, Mackinac, Manistee, Marquette, Mecosta, Menominee, Midland, Milwaukee, Mount Morenci, Ogama, Ontonagon, Osceola, Oscoda, Otsego, that's Ian Murphy's County there in Gaylord, Presque Isle County, Schoolcraft, Roscommon, Saginaw, Wexford counties are all eligible to apply by submitting an application to the Small Business Association's website or by calling the Michigan Small Business Development Center at 833-522-0025. The governor went on to say, a drought is a drought. Whether you're talking about rain in the summertime or snow in the winter, businesses impacted by low snow in these 42 counties can apply for support right now. And I'll continue to push even our federal government for more solutions, Whitmer said, end quote. The Michigan Snow Sports Industry Association's president, executive director, Mickey McWilliams, said the disaster relief funding would be able to help the ski areas across the state that haven't had a good season because of the weather. This has been a challenging winter all across the state. But we will persevere, and even with the mild temperatures going forward, many Michigan ski areas still are open to their guests by the use of manufacturing man-made snow. The quote of the day again was given to WWMT News Channel 3 meteorologist Keith Thompson. Said he doesn't usually talk about drought in the winter because people are usually familiar with droughts associated with crop growth and the farmers in the summer months. I don't even remember talking about the drought monitor in late February and early March, Thompson said, for all the years I've been doing this. It's just a sign of how little snow that we've actually had, and that snowpack, which is non-existent, and even the ice on the lakes, which is also pretty much non-existent. Thompson said there is a strong El Nino and Nina. This is N-I-N-O weather cycle happening for even the weather pattern, causing record warmth, low snowfall, and the lack of ice, which is, this is totally, according to him, extraordinary. He said, extraordinary. You know what? There's one part of this I don't understand, and nobody's talking about this. We had this about 10, 11 years ago. I forget the actual, I think it was at 20, honey, was it 2011 or 2012? We had that really mild winter where I didn't even shovel snow that winter. Anyway, long story short, this is completely a cycle, folks. We've done this before. But now they're saying the temperatures, and this gets back to climate change and global warming. He said that this is a phenomenon. Now, I disagree. I think this happens in cycles. I've been told that this happens either on a 7 or an 11-year cycle. But nobody's talking about it. Thompson pointed to temperatures in Detroit that had reached 73 degrees in February, and Grand Rapids blew away all their hottest day records for March the 4th. This was yesterday. He said Kalamazoo saw 6 of the last 14 days with temperatures at least 20 degrees warmer than average. With regards to snowfall, he pointed to Ironwood, Michigan, which is in the Upper Peninsula, has an average snowfall of roughly 151 inches. This year, they've had 35. Now, putting this in comparison to just last year, they were above average and had 178 inches of snow. And again, here's his quote of the day. If you knew this with certainty in Ironwood, you would have closed up your ski shop and gone to Florida for the winter. But nobody knew it was going to be at this level. Marquette hasn't had more than 2 feet of snow on the ground at any given point since July 1st last year. The UP city, known for snowfall, has had only 87 inches total. Their average is between 153 and 160. He said the Climate Prediction Center, a branch of the National Weather Service, was projecting that El Nino will end between April and June, which could then see a return of normal weather patterns. However, they're predicting a La Nina, not El Nino, but La Nina, to develop by the end of summer. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, these climate patterns are ocean phenomena that start out in the Pacific Ocean on the West Coast and impact weather around the world. El Nino creating more warm weather across the Great Lakes and wetter weather in places like California. Have you seen the 3 feet of snow they've had in California? They said that most of the living population, young people especially, have never seen snow in certain parts of California. Never even seen it. And some of those areas are getting 3 feet. La Nina climate cycle causes wetter and colder areas in Michigan. And they're saying that's coming toward the end of this summer. Heading into the fall, we could see colder and weather conditions in Michigan. However, Thompson said this cycle of El Nino is something that hasn't been seen since weather data started to be collected in the 1880s. The last one, well, he claims it was 1982, but I'm sorry, but I, for the life of me, I'm trying to remember what year it was. I thought it was 2011 or 2012. Anyway, he said the cycle is abnormal, that there could be no last blast of winter, but that doesn't mean summer-like weather is going to continue. We could see a cooling pattern, and it could also increase our precipitation. But cooler relative to what, he asked. He said mid-50s is still 10 degrees above average for March, which averages 38 to 42. I feel it reinforces just how extraordinary this is. And I mean, this is extraordinary. So that is from the weatherman. He's based, I believe, in that market up there in the UP, out of the Marquette area. But one of the things I think that's really interesting is how that's going to affect not only tourism here in northern Michigan, and then factoring in higher gas prices that they're predicting coming here in the spring and summer, are we going to get almost a double whammy? We did not have the skiing and the snowmobilers up here in the wintertime, and now as we head into all these price increases on fuel, primarily triggered by the boutique blends that are coming. Effectively, April 1st, all the major oil refineries have to kick in their summer boutique blends for states like New York and California, putting more stress on the refineries, causing fuel prices to always bump, usually right before Memorial Day. Of course, heading into the summer tourism season. So after having a bad winter, we may end up with a bad summer. But we will survive. That's the bottom line. Final segment of hour number two. I'll get to your text messages. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number two. A couple of text messages getting caught up here. Cliff Tellini, the beef farmer, says, Randy, three large packing houses kill all the beef in America. Three. He goes on to say, MDARD tells us right to our faces that TB isn't going away. So it's job security for them. Ian Murphy is absolutely correct. We blame the DNR that they won't address the TB in the deer, which is spreading to the livestock. The most important thing, it's going to affect the growing season. Drought brings low grain and hay yields, and the reserve carryover gets depleted quickly. Remember 1988. Let's see, I've got others. Dave says in Sheboygan, I haven't even had to use my ice scraper once. Steve says, weather cycles do not fit into their climate agenda, Randy. Patriot Jim, sunspots involved, maybe? Geoengineering? Question mark. Miss P, all this boils down to the governor. The governor trying to buy votes again with these small business loans. 43 years ago, we were married on March 7th. That's going to be in 2 days. Mullet Lake had no ice on the lake, and they took pictures outside. Fast forward 43 years, ice on Mullet Lake, again, almost gone. Buying votes, question mark. Raul says, we are so fortunate to have climate geniuses like Gore and Kerry to lead us through this crisis. I did my part by sending the DNC kickback fund a huge check to alleviate this problem. Laugh out loud. Randy, why don't you talk Ian Murphy into running for elected office? How about Congress for Michigan? Really a smart guy. I'm just trying to get him to run for county commissioner. I think Ian would make a fantastic Otsego County commissioner. and could bring some common sense, some business common sense into that community. Dave Ajima, going all the way back to the Bible. Biblical Ephesus became a ghost town when the water receded. Amazing. Back then, didn't have any cars or jets. So how do you explain it in biblical times? People must realize because of inflation, the government collects more sales taxes. Then they pay off debt with inflated dollars that are becoming more and more worthless. It benefits the government while hurting the citizens. Absolutely agree with that, David. Absolutely. Nikki, county commissioner down in Manistee. The whole world has flipped upside down. Yeah? Well, under whose majority has it happened? That's my question. Downstate Kim, daughter and granddaughter. Picture from Lake Michigan, Little Bay Dinock, a week ago Saturday. Standing on absolute dry ground, right on the shoreline of Lake Michigan. That's how low the water levels are. We noticed it over there in Saginaw Bay when I took Vicky scrapbooking. We drove out onto the point, basically, of the thumb near Caseville, up that way. I looked over in the bay, and there was dirt probably out 100 feet, 150 feet. That's how low the Great Lakes are. I've had this from a couple of people. Ed says, Randy, you have to wonder what these chemtrails are doing and how it's affecting climate change. I've been talking about the chemtrails for years. That's when everybody said, you know, how much aluminum foil are you wearing on that head of yours? The bottom line is, folks, we're going to get through all of this. Because I think, for once, common sense is going to come back to the voters this year. They're going to absolutely, absolutely realize that the people that get elected are causing the majority of these problems. Because I can tell you something that Donald Trump's going to do immediately. Drill, baby, drill. He's going to reach out to Keystone, the Canadians. They're going to get that pipeline built. We are going to export energy again and eliminate the money source to Vladimir Putin in Russia. He'll talk some common sense into Europe as well. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. 818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited,